Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Just getting kids to practice at 4:15 or something. You know, I could not do that if I had an office downtown again.
But now, are you giving the man everything you got? Are you working as hard as you normally did in the office?
That's hard
right.
to
you
say.
Don't have to
you
say
know,
that publicly.
No. Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's your host, Vince Vetrano.
Wisconsin State Fair opens tomorrow, 10 a.m. gate time on day one of the Great Wisconsin Tradition. We're going to get you started early this morning. Yes, thank you. WTMJ's Cream Puffapalooza happening now at Wisconsin State Fair Park. Our Steve Scafidi and Kristen Bry are there. They are standing by. The Executive Director and CEO of Wisconsin State Fair Park, Sherry Black. Morning to you all.
Oh, good morning, Vince. And you did all the work for us. Sherry Black sitting right next to us between Kristen and I. Welcome to the fair.
Well,
You live here 24/7 now for the rest of the
Not quite 24/7. I do go home to sleep and shower, but I come right back.
That's good. The shower thing's important.
All right, so we were talking before we got on air, it's a big debate. How do you eat a cream puff?
So I am a seasoned vet, so I know you twist and pull them apart, because then not only do you not lose all the cream by trying to just bite into it as one, but it's almost like it makes it a longer process.
You double the enjoyment.
Yes.
I was intrigued by the fact you have a root beer float version this year, which I'm extremely geeked about. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, well, and we also have raspberry cheesecake, toffee, birthday cake. I think it's going
to
be chocolate.
How did you guys decide which flavors to put out this year? Like, is there a 15 and then we narrow it down?
Yes, there's taste testing involved. Our bakers are amazing. They try all sorts of flavors. I mean, you know, we've done the specialty cream puffs for the drive-through in the past, and it's very interesting as they, you know, narrow down what flavors are going to do best with the cream.
There you go. Well, speaking of food, the Sporkies and Drinkies were yesterday. We have some winners,
yes.
Right?
Yes. So third place went to Camp Bar with the Rise and Swine.
Always good.
Yes. Second place went to the Bud Pavilion with their Glazer ham sandwich.
That sounds delicious, by the way.
It is. Okay. I have to admit, I did taste everything.
Nice.
And then our big winner is the Lemon Bites from Saz's. This is the first time Saz's has won.
That's
what?
Cool.
Really?
And they've been here forever.
Oh, forever.
Wow. All right.
Forever.
So I'm excited about the fair. Will we be noticing anything different quickly on the grounds that we didn't see? The flowers were amazing last year.
Oh, flowers are always amazing. Jill Albanese and her team does a phenomenal job making it look beautiful.
CEO Sherry Black, try to have some fun at the Wisconsin State Fair. Chris and I are enjoying the hell out of this Cream Puff Palooza. We've already had one. Join us throughout the fair. We're broadcasting live. And don't forget, you're listening, of course, to 620 WTMJ live at the fair.
Wisconsin State Fair gates open on that 11-day run tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thank you. Sports coming up next. It's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Now, time for a sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Greg Hill.
In a traditional baseball season, you win 60 games, you lose 60 games. It's what you do with the other 42 that really make up your season. We'll chalk this one as one of the 60 L's.
1-1. Lifted deep into left field, backing up Churio all the way back onto the track. Looks up, it is gone. Jared Kelnick brings many Waukesha natives to their feet. It's like a Brewer just hit a home run with this ovation for the local kid.
Well, there really wasn't much else to applause this game. Right. So
appreciate
at least
the
local
highlights.
Boy, yeah, at least local boy went yard. That was nice.
Had a lot of fans there last night. You could hear him.
Probably some family in there too. Yeah. I would imagine. Last time he was at AFAN Field with the Braves, he went 0-4. So he was like, "I'm due. Gotta do it."
I'm glad he got his. Happy for him. But let's get ours today. Then.
Yeah. Okay. I like that idea. Brewers.
Good plan.
Braves at 1:10. First pitch, 12:35. Our pregame coverage starts here on WTMJ. Freddie Peralta on the mound this afternoon. So if you're headed out to the ball ballpark. Good pitching matchup for you as the Braves will put Chris Sale on the hill. The trade deadline officially closed 5 p.m. yesterday. The Brewers did nothing on the day. They picked up three pitchers in July, so the investment is there, but just no activity on the actual day. One move they did make official, though, was the signing of starting pitcher Frankie Montas from the team from the Cincinnati Reds.
Hey, not often you want to hear this from, well, anyone really associated with your team, but how about the team's defensive coordinator?
That I don't think I have any clue what that's going to be like.
Oh, coach. Coach. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Packers new guy defense coordinator Jeff Hafley. That was out of context. Here is the context. He was talking this week at training camp about just how amazing the environment is in Green Bay. Sold out family night coming up on Saturday. He said he can't even imagine. That's what he was talking about there, given that they got 1,500 fans that pack Ray Nitschke Field to watch practice every day.
Shoot, I left last night late, and I think people were tailgating in our parking lot at 9 o'clock at night. We ended practice at like 12:15. I mean, there was people tailgating in our parking lot at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday. Practice had been over for 6 hours.
don't you love it?
I love it so much.
We forget because that's who we are, right? And then you bring in new people and they're like, what are all these people still doing here?
Coach, it's Sunday. What else are you doing?
Sunday in Green Bay. Yeah. 10:30 practice today open to the best fans in the NFL once again.
A medal count, 26. Count them, 26. Now, they're not all golds. We only have 4 golds. Are we okay with that?
We should say yes.
Yes,
but like
I think yes. Like it's okay.
Where are the golds?
I
demand gold.
It's such a USA. Hold on. I got to get it ready just to make it. Like, because we're not getting enough golds, then we have to just
let's
own
go.
The USA thing. A gold, though, however, for the U.S. women's gymnastics team all-around competition yesterday. And yes, they have called themselves the Golden Girls. As official, per the win, that was the name of their team. They were the oldest gymnastics team in the competition this Olympics.
I believe they prefer most experienced.
No, oldest. No, it's oldest. And most experienced, too. Simone Biles sealing her 8th gold medal, most decorated women's gymnastics member of the USA team of all time.
Hey, remember we were doing the story the other week about Kohl's, quote-unquote, demanding that employees yes. return to the office, mm-hmm. right? And you know me, I'm on the work from home thing and that it's not productive and it's not sustainable and more companies are going to be bringing people back into the office.
That's right? How you feel,
That's
though.
How I feel. I have some information that may counter my point, at least to a degree, on why companies are demanding people return to the office. It's not what I said. We'll do that next. Coming up on 7:23 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Eric out this week. Michelle Richards is in for E. And a story that I think you'll find interesting because you've done some work from home, have you not?
I do work from home.
Like exclusively?
100%,
yes. You're 100%
remote. 100% remote. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
It is.
Well, so you're really going to be interested in this. Some additional insight this morning, if you will, on WFH and RTO. And what's driving it all? Those acronyms, work from home, RTO, return to office. Wanted to update this story here because we have spoken about it from time to time on this here program. And we recently discussed, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, that Kohl's corporate in Menominee Falls is, quote, ordering the vast majority of its work from home employees back to the office by fall. I have long claimed that this was, and not just Kohl's, but as you see this in other companies as well, that this is about productivity. And if company leaders felt that everybody was cranking out product and doing good work or whatever at an efficient rate and they were making money, it's all good. Everybody can work from the moon for all they care, right? Everything's good. But despite the adamant testimony of so many work from home devotees that they are more productive in that environment, I have argued, and while that's likely the case for some, that managers and people who run companies are seeing it's not the case for the majority and they're done with it and they want people back at work. That has been my argument. Are you one of those who say you're more productive from home, or are you just as productive and it's better for you?
Yes, I think the work-life balance for me, like my kids have all these activities in the summertime and, you know, I could probably lean more heavily on the grandparents, but mm-hmm. I mean, just getting kids to practice at 4:15 or something, you know, I could not do that if I had an office downtown again.
But now are you giving the man everything you got? Are you working as hard as you normally did in the office?
That's hard
right.
to
you
say.
Don't have to say.
You know,
that publicly.
No, I'm finding it difficult this summer with all the kids' activities. And actually, just yesterday, I said out loud, "I wish I had a day in the office just to have 8 hours straight of me cranking out stuff."
Well, so my goal here on the show is not to be right all the time. I mean, obviously, I try to. and then suggest I get a trophy for that. But we want to try to add perspective. We offer explanations, explore some of these topics. And if I end up wrong, fine. Here's a little bit more information in that regard. I still haven't told you the new insight, but there is something else that may be driving RTO, return to office demand in companies. Tech company called Bamboo HR. They're a software provider for company HR platforms. They did a survey. 1,500 salaried employees surveyed. Certain percentage of them are HR professionals with manager title or above. 52% of those surveyed say they do prefer work from home. Prioritizing, what were those three words you said?
Work-life balance.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Generation most likely to prefer work from home.
Me?
No.
Really?
Millennials.
Huh.
You're Xer with me, right? You consider yourself an Xer? Right. Millennials. Only 37% said they'd prefer to be in the office. Gen Z most likely to want to be in the office, citing the social aspects of being in a collective workplace. So I'm promising you the payoff here. Another big driving force for companies to demand remote employees come back to the office. They hope you'll quit.
What?
One in four, 25% of vice president and C-suite executives, and one in five, 18% of HR pros in this particular survey admit they hope for some voluntary turnover during an RTO, proving in some cases why RTO mandates are layoffs in disguise.
That's ridiculous.
So it's not everybody and it's not every time, but there is some acknowledgement here in this survey that sometimes there's more to it than productivity or workplace culture. You're looking at companies like a middle school breakup, right? You act like a jerk, so then the boyfriend, girlfriend gets fed up with you and they dump you and you don't have to go through the uncomfortable, okay. Right? Oh, I'm the victim here. You're breaking up with me? Oh, this is terrible, right? Make them come back to the office. They refuse. You get to downsize without whacking a bunch of people, which is bad for morale and sometimes bad publicity.
Okay, so we're not looking to hire more people in place of these people. We are looking just to downsize. Okay,
in fact,
and
they
look
were,
good.
And they were already looking to do that, and they figured, all right, let's tell them all you got to come back in the office, and a whole bunch of people are going to quit, and then we don't have to fire anybody. See? So I was a little bit wrong, or at least that's another reason that there's this push for return to office. A little bit more nefarious. Just some interesting findings on the work from home, return to office, tug of war that continues all these years post-COVID. News about your money in the WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up about 200 points to 40,743. The NASDAQ down 223 to 17,147. And the S&P 500 at 5,436. That was off about 27 points. You can get an honest opinion of where you are financially and where you're headed by working with a fee-only fiduciary. Start at annexwealth.com. Want to take you back out live to Wisconsin State Fair and Cream Puffapalooza. WTMJ's Steve Scafidi and Kristen Bry are there.
Puffapalooza.
I'm glad you said it right.
Sometimes I give a break. It's still.
It's not an easy thing to say.
It's not the most natural tip of the tongue.
You know what's easy, though?
Puffapalooza.
You know what's easy? Coming to the State Fair eating cream puffs.
Easiest thing in the world. Starting tomorrow, August 11th, 1st through the 11th, and WTMJ is going to be there every weekday broadcasting live.
Your
starting
show?
At 9 a.m.
Your show?
My show's going to be there. Your show's going to be there.
I love the fair. What do you most love about the fair from the broadcast perspective? Now, you've never done that.
I've never done the broadcast perspective, so this will be the first time for me. I love people watching. Mm-hmm. I love the food. Last year, I was not broadcasting, but I was 8 months pregnant and came and tried all of the food, all of the Sporky nominees and winners, and then had about five Tums because that's the kind of food.
Wow.
And when you're pregnant, that is acid reflux. It's a thing.
Here's the cool thing. This is our moment to have fun in Wisconsin. The weather should be great. It's a great fair, one of the best in the country. We just had CEO Sherry Black on. Great food, great entertainment. All of us live at the fair, come out and say hi. We're right just north of the Expo Center. WTMJ will be there all day into the night. And come out and say hi. Enjoy the fair. This is our summer highlight, at least it is for me. And Kristen will be there. I'll be there. And all the great people you listen to every day on 620 WTMJ.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering joins us live on Brewers 360 coming up at 7:45.
When you think of wedding photos, you think of, you know, maybe the first kiss, the first dance, you know, the whole wedding party.
Sure. Absolutely.
How about a tornado?
you don't usually think of that.
So a couple in Nebraska got married And as they were doing their wedding photos, kind of out in this little town, this was in Nebraska, Haley Bode, Austin and Haley Bode, this is the couple.
Okay, Mr. and Mrs.
Mr. and Mrs. Bode or Bodie, I'm not sure how they
Let's
say
go
it.
With Bodie, I like that
Bodie,
better.
Okay.
All right, Bodies.
Sounds good. So their wedding photographer was like, oh my gosh, there's a funnel cloud back there. Hurry up, we need to take this picture. And it's adorable, you know, they're looking at each other in love. As this funnel cloud is in the background, it's far away. It's not any
right. It was
immediate danger.
I would agree with that based on the photo.
But the best part of the story is that they're saying that this is a symbol of our love. This tornado. So what is their love is destruction,
right.
Chaos.
We destroy
death.
Everyone in our wake. Right.
But it's a very unique memory to have.
Yeah, it's priceless. I mean, definitely the picture's gone viral. It's pretty cool looking. There was one where one was a lot closer. Do you remember that one? They were kind of up against a fence. It almost looked like in an open farm field, and there was a really visible, like on the ground tornado.
Sky is super dark.
Yeah. This one is the poor man's version of that. It's kind of off in the distance.
Yeah.
Still fairly impressive. News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. Heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WTMJ. In the business, we call it news you can use, and it's coming up just after 8 o'clock today. Do you do the grocery shopping in your household?
I do.
And you find it to still be more expensive than once, perhaps?
Yes.
Right?
Plus, I have to go multiple times a week sometimes. It's a mess.
Well, some items are more expensive or more inflated than others. And so coming up just after 8 o'clock, we're going to talk with an expert at Outpost Natural Foods. And she's going to break down specifically, in part due to climate change, like what's happening with various crops across the world, where there are some deficiencies in the yields, why that's driving up prices on a few specific items that we all use commonly. And then she's going to offer some alternatives. And some, it's not like don't use it or something bad, like really, I would never use that or have that. They're actually really good alternatives to some of these staples that are less expensive because those crops are more plentiful.
That would be really
news
helpful.
News you can use.
Really helpful. Thank
Does
you.
That fit the description or no?
I look forward to that.
News you can use just after 8 o'clock on Wisconsin's Morning News. Talk to Jeff Levering next on Brewers 360.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Olympics update. 26 medals in all for the United States. We lead all nations in total medal count, although only 4 of them are gold. Men's gymnastics team goes for the finals tonight in the team competition. Katie Ledecky will be back in the pool later, the U.S. swimmer, with a chance for gold. I'm not sure what event. I think it's 1,500 meters. Is it freestyle? She's got an opportunity to win a gold medal today as well. And both the men's and women's basketball teams for the United States play today. Brewers and Braves once again today. Brewers lost to the Braves 5-1 yesterday. 1:10 first pitch today at American Family Field. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Limited, Outdoor Living Unlimited. And our guest today, as always on Wednesdays, is Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. All right, Level. What's happening?
Hey, good morning. What's going on? I'm just sitting outside watching my dog play around. What's going on? It's going to be a hot one today.
Boy, some nice weather if you're out at the yard. I don't know. One of the games I went to this year, Jeff, I was on that third base side. And you take a direct hit from the sun there. So if you're on that side, definitely bring a ball cap and some sunscreen.
Yeah, smoking. Maybe one of those bucket hats would do you good. Maybe a long sleeve shirt so you don't get a sunburn. Definitely sunscreen and a bucket hat is a good idea if you're on that third base.
Bucket hat, a very strong play. Absolutely support. So trade deadline has come and gone. No action yesterday from Brewers general manager Matt Arnold. However, 3 fairly significant trades to bolster the pitching lineup in the several days running up to that.
Yeah, it was good to pick up Nick Mears. That was, I think, a huge priority to help out that bullpen, which is going to get used a ton. And then to get Frankie Montas from Cincinnati to eat some innings, to get that bullpen a little bit more rest, I think it was really big. So when you look at the rotation now with Peralta, Colin Ray, Joe Ross is back in there. He pitched last night. You throw Montas into the mix, and Aaron Civale, who they picked up earlier in July. It's a very formidable rotation. It's one that's got some legs, some guys that have been around the big leagues a number of times who can eat some innings and help that bullpen moving forward. It wasn't huge, big splash moves, but it was very helpful moves for Matt Arnold and this Brewers team.
Looking for Freddie to have a good outing today in afternoon baseball at American Family Field. I don't know if it's fair to say he's been up and down, but he's had a few outings where you're like, that is not the Freddie that we need as our ace.
Yeah, I think inconsistent's a good word for him. He'll go out there and go seven innings and give up one hit, no runs, and look just dominant. But then some other times he goes out there and it's 95 pitches, it's four innings, a lot of foul balls, not as much swing and miss. I think he's going to try and pitch to more contact today. The Braves, I mean, the first couple of innings, they were ultra-aggressive yesterday against Joe Ross. We'll see what they come out doing today. But for Freddie, he needs to be in the zone a little bit more. Get to 0-2 and finish guys off. He just hasn't finished guys off the way that he has in the past.
Hey, Level, wanted to ask you about the reception here in the hometown, Waukesha kid, Jared Kelnick, in town with the Braves. Sounded like virtually everybody in the park was paid for by Kelnick. He must have had family, extended family, friends, somebody he dated in middle school. Everybody was there to watch this kid. It was unfortunate for the Brewers because we lost and he hurt us, but good to see a hometown kid doing well.
Yeah, it really is. It's great to see Wisconsin youth sports really, really pay off, too. You got another big leaguer in Gavin Lux with the Dodgers who's going to come into town in the next homestand for the Brewers, too. It's just really cool to see hometown kids come home and have success. He went 0-for-4 in the first day, so I guess take that as a win. He doubles in homers in last night's game. Hopefully he goes 0-for-4 today, and the Brewers pick up a win. But there was a huge amount of people from Waukesha out there. You love to see that. And there's still a bunch of Braves fans in Milwaukee from back in the day, too, that have continued to support the Atlanta Braves after they were in Milwaukee. So, I mean, it's a great rivalry. It's great history. And good to see Jared Kelnick have some success because he didn't have a lot of it when he was in Seattle.
You expect to see the Braves in the postseason?
I think they're going to make it for sure. Whether they match up against the Brewers or not, like they did in 2021, it's a different story. But if the playoffs ended today, that would be the matchup, and the Brewers would be hosting Atlanta in round number one.
Yeah, well, I've seen that movie before, Level. I don't like it. That's why I remain on this thing. We have got to chase down L.A. I do not want any part of that wild card round again.
Yeah, I think you're right. At least it's a 2 out of 3 series like it was last year. But for whatever reason, and we've talked about this a bunch, whoever the Brewers end up playing in the postseason, if they end up losing, they either go to the World Series or they win the World Series. We've got to get off that hex there.
All right, bucket hat required today at American Family Field. Afternoon baseball, 1:10 first pitch. Thanks, Level.
You got it. Talk to you next week.
All right, Mark Tauscher out this week. We got Jason Wilde from ESPN joining us live next. Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch back tomorrow. Today we have ESPN's Jason Wilde. Really appreciate you stepping up for Tausch this week, Jason.
I do it on a fairly regular basis. I'm going to try not to get...
Stepping up for Tausch?
I'm going to try not to get too emotional
right, as
I say goodbye to you guys.
I've appreciated our time together, yes.
Yeah.
Want to play something for you. I don't know if you were in the news or yesterday. I think it was actually during your show, but... Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who is new this year, was just talking about the environment at Packers training camp, and it reminded me that we take things for granted. Here's Hafley.
Shoot, I left last night late, and I think people were tailgating in our parking lot at 9 o'clock at night. We ended practice at like 12:15. I mean, there was people tailgating in our parking lot at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday. Practice had been over for 6 hours.
What's funny to me, Wilde, is that he was surprised, and we are not.
Yeah, because as you said, like, he's new here, and so he hasn't experienced that before. I mean, this is a guy who has worked in the NFL, has worked in the college game, was a defensive coordinator at Ohio State. We know Ohio State fans are passionate. Was a head coach at Boston College. But, yeah, I know who he's talking about, too, because it was Sunday, and there was a group of people. They had their kids who must have been, like, 3 or 4. Riding their little bikes. They had put up those temporary tents that you have at like a soccer game to keep the sun off of you on your bench. And they put down like AstroTurf on the pavement. I mean, they were dedicated. So when you put in that much work, I assume then you have to feel like you have to stay long after practice has ended.
On the business of defense, at least as far as Hafley is concerned, everything that I'm hearing out of camp is defense looks good. I mean, again,
We're talking about practice.
But defense looks good.
It does, and while there's kind of this expectation of, well, the new defense, everyone's going to talk about how great it looks. I think this is more than that. I really do. I don't think this is just happy talk with a change. There was not this kind of conversation going on when Joe Barry came in. Frankly, this is the most excited I've seen defensive players since they got Dom Capers in 2009. And I know that there were those that, as Packers fans, who got frustrated with Dom, and that came during the Twitter era and the hashtag of fire Capers. But if you remember, in 2009 and 2010, they were one of the best defenses in the league, and offenses really struggled to handle that fire zone blitz. So they were aggressive. People were really excited. The players were excited, and they were really good. And it feels eerily similar to that.
What did you say? 2009 and 2010, and I'm with you. That's the last time as a fan I thought we had a defense that you went into a ball game with and is like, what do you see what we're going to do to you? What do you see what we're going to throw at you? That a team would actually look at. I mean, we've gone the full gamut now of being on the other side. We're like, offensive teams can't wait to come in here and play us last any number of years. It's been a minute.
Yeah, and the only other time that I can remember where their defense was really impressive was in 14, and it was in the second half of that season. Remember, they had injuries, and they had to move Clay Matthews to inside linebacker, and he was fantastic there. In fact, there were some of us who thought maybe he should move there to prolong his career. But during the second half of that season, they were the best defense in the league. Unfortunately, that was the year, and I hate to bring this up because I'm going to get it all too soon from some people, but that was the year of the meltdown in Seattle.
Oh, it's not.
See?
That one was, I feel like in terms of where that one ranks, and I know more was on the line because that was a trip to the Super Bowl, but I was at 4th and 26. That one hurt more because that one also was over. Like, I was like, all right, we're going to North Carolina. We're going to play, you know, we're going to play, and we're going to, that was like the team of destiny, the season of destiny, and we're going to roll. I don't know. Which one hurt more for you?
No, it's got to be 4th and 26 because, and you nailed it with the destiny thing. That was the year they go to Oakland and they win after Favre's father passed away, and the whole team rallies around him. They get into the playoffs because of that miracle catch by Nathan Poole for the Cardinals in Arizona against the Vikings.
Gave him a key to the city in Green Bay. I was there.
Right. and then they had the Matt Hasselbeck, we want the ball and we're going to score in overtime, and Al Harris picks him off for a pick six touchdown. So, yes, even Brett Favre, I'll never forget this. I asked him, you know, do you believe in this team of destiny stuff? He said, I don't believe in that, Jason, but there's something going on here. And then obviously something went on in Philadelphia that put a stop to it.
Ugh. Jason Wilde of ESPN, really appreciate you, man. Good to catch up.
Wait, what a great note to end
and
my
And otherwise good, though. Otherwise have a good one.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Take care, man. 7:57 on Wisconsin's. Well, I didn't mean to do that to us. 4th and 26, he brings up. My bad.